With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Minnesota's Democratic Governor Tim Walz now facing a tough road ahead, possibly, with mounting criticism over a welfare fraud scheme in the state that occurred under his leadership. The fraud involved more than $1 billion, that in stolen federal funds, and was reportedly carried out by a network of nonprofits in Minnesota's Somali community. Pentagon's watchdog finding that War Secretary Pete Hegseth's use of the Signal messaging app might have put military personnel at risk. More on the story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The inspector general reviewed Hegseth's use of Signal to convey sensitive information about a military strike earlier this year. In a report to be released this week, the watchdog concluded that the defense secretary did not violate the government's classification rules, even though the use of a commercial messaging app put troops and their mission at risk. In response, the Pentagon spokesman called it a total exoneration of Hegseth and that this matter is resolved and the case is closed. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In the meantime, liberal Democrats continue blasting the Trump administration over the attacks on boats loaded with drugs in the Caribbean Sea. Lawsuits have been filed by families of the victims of the UPS cargo plane crash in Louisville. Attorney Bradley Cosgrove represents two of the victims killed on the ground and says the defects in the aircraft should have grounded it right away.
We think that those would have been longstanding defects that should have been found and fixed long before this aged aircraft was continued to be pressed to its max by UPS over and over and over and over with more than 21,000 cycles under its belt.
And this is SRN News. In Canada, a pastor is facing jail time.
Derek Reimer of Calgary is already under house arrest for protesting against the Drag Queen Story Hour event at his local library. Now the courts have ordered him to write a letter of apology for his demonstration, threatening to put him in prison if he refuses. Reimer says he cannot apologize because that would be admitting that he is wrong. Canada's laws covering religious liberty and freedom of speech are not as expansive as those here in the U.S. Michael Harrington reporting.
Belgian authorities mystified over the theft of a baby Jesus figure from a controversial nativity scene. Snatched from the crib last weekend, the version of baby Jesus has no face. Artist Victoria Maria Geyer says she crafted that nativity figure without facial features at all so that people from all racial groups would see themselves in it. This is SRN News. U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee, addressing 1,000 pastors and church leaders from the United States who are visiting the Holy Land, he urged them to proclaim the biblical truth about God's promises to the Jewish people.
Scripture may very visibly say that this is the land that God gave to the Jewish people. And he said, he will bless those who bless Israel, but he will curse those who curse Israel. We sometimes talk about the blessings, but we should also warn people of the curse. We should warn people that God will not be mocked.
Ambassador Mike Huckabee adding that speaking this biblical truth will push back against false descriptions of Israel often presented in today's media. More details at srnnews.com.